If you want to speak for fees or speak for impact or speak to grow your business or your brand, make sure to visit thespeakingprogram.com and sign up for your free video on the page to make sure that you're in the loop as soon as we relaunch the free video training and the upcoming paid speaking program in late June and early July. Don't miss out. Go to thespeakingprogram.com right now.
Hi, everyone. This is Shelly, a.k.a. The Phoenix. Are you ready to be motivated, educated, entertained, and inspired? Well, you have come to the right place. Now get your pen and paper ready because you're listening to the newest episode of the Conversations with Passion radio show with your host, Corey Poirier.
Hello, everybody. It is Corey Poirier, and we're back with the Conversations with Passion radio show, and I'm really excited to have a brand new guest to introduce you today. This guest is somebody I've been talking to for the last little bit. I'm really excited about the work that she does and excited about sharing it with our listeners. And so Robin M. Fritz, really excited to have you here today. And I think, Robin, probably the best starting point would be to get you to tell us a little bit about your backstory or your journey for our listeners who may be discovering you for the very first time today.
Great. Thanks, Corey. I'm thrilled to be here with you today. My name, again, is Robin Fritz, and I am an intuitive and spiritual consultant and certified past life regression specialist. So those are big words to describe that my work is to support people on their intuitive and healing journey. So I offer personal and business intuition, animal communication, a personal passion of mine, mediumship, I help people connect with their dead. I help people and businesses clear their spaces, which is what we talk about when we talk about energy. And as a spiritual consultant, I do past life and between life regression, helping people clear fears and phobias, but also to tap talents and abilities that they had in previous lifetimes to bring them forward in this lifetime. And that includes processes like spiritual awakening and soul journeys and soul retrieval and energy healing. So there's a full package there of intuitive and spiritual services.
So, Robin, you know, right off the bat, I wanted to ask you about energy clearing because, and you can tell me if this is what I'm thinking of is sort of the same, but my girlfriend is a Reiki master, and she every now and then she does smudging to our place. And the idea, I guess, is to clear out the negative energy, if you will. Is that along the same lines? Is that when you say energy clearing, is that, am I on the right track?
You are, exactly. The whole concept of energy clearing goes back to the concept that we talk about when we say everything is energy. And from a business perspective, as you know, it's very fine and well to say everything is energy, but how does that apply to my business? How does that apply to my home? And the concept that your girlfriend is talking about and smudging your space is that energy is all around us and everything is made up of energy and energy is constantly in motion. But sometimes energy gets stuck and you can tell that if you're coming home from work from a busy day and you're feeling tired and uncomfortable at home, and you can tell this as a business person, you're going to work and your team may not be getting along, or you may not be getting the number of clients suddenly that you used to have. The businesses that call me in, like I'm in the Seattle area, and the businesses that call me in person to clear their space are talking about bringing their entire team together and having me tell them, I'm here to clear the energy of the space to keep everything moving in a healthy direction, and you can actually have a conversation with your space and find out what's going on with that. And we end up having people in an office environment, for example, compete to find out what's going on in their little cubicle and how they can cooperate better with the energy of their space. But that is kind of, well, another way of looking at it is energy as vibration. So when you're in your space and you're smudging your space or you're inviting the energies to clear, think of it as opening the windows on a nice breezy day and having that flood of fresh air blowing through. And thinking then again in another step of energy being a vibration. So you can find the different vibrations in a space the same way as you would change the dials on your radio to get a different radio station. Or actually, maybe an easier example is if you had a flashlight and you turned a flashlight on and beamed the flashlight at the wall and then stuck your hand in the flashlight's beam, you block the energy. So you block the beam from hitting the wall. So what you're doing in clearing a space is taking that block away and helping the energy to flow. So you can think of energy as air, if that makes it feel better. It's not. It's just that everything is composed of energy.
So, you know, I'll tell you, Robin, where – so when I was – I'm going to say it this way. Whenever I was younger, in, I guess we'll say, maturity and in age, I wouldn't have even necessarily understood or maybe even gone to the extent of saying, I don't believe in the sort of whole energy thing. And I'll tell you where, for me, it changed. And so I want to get your thoughts on this in terms of the smudging, because it's where I was introduced to it. But I went to a First Nations sweat lodge a number of years ago at the recommendation of somebody who had said that they felt what I was, what I was struggling with in terms of my own energy was that I didn't have enough male presence in my life. And so that was their take on it. And so they suggested I go to a First Nations sweat lodge, which I ended up going to. And I got to hear all the amazing stories in there. And I had a great experience. But one of the things I noticed is that they were so big on the belief around energy that if you went outside of the sweat lodge, if you wanted to come back in, you had to be resmudged again. Like, in other words, you couldn't just literally walk out and walk back in, even if you're just grabbing something, because they felt you're bringing that negative energy back in to the lodge. And so that was, I guess, the first kind of introduction I had to it. And I was still kind of like, whoa, I don't get this. And what happened is that somebody said to me, you know, consider this, you know, consider whenever somebody comes into the room and 10 people are in the room and there's a dog in the room and the dog's fine with everybody, but that 11th person comes in and the dog doesn't want them there. Or the baby that can be held by 10 people and the 11th person can't hold the baby and that same person can't hold any baby. So it started making me realize that, you know, it started making me picture this energy thing, or even like when a couple's fighting and you come in and you can feel in the room they were just fighting. So that's what sort of introduced it to me. But the First Nations approach, like I said, about keeping the energy out of the sweat lodge, that was my first introduction to it. Is that, again, and I know it might sound naive, but is that, again, a similar type thing as far as the energy when, you know, we talk about somebody clearing the energy? You know, they're worried about sort of that bringing that energy back in because that energy clings to us as well?
It's similar. My approach to energy as well as intuition is very practical. It's very much how do we get through the day, how to, in our personal and business lives, as easily as possible. And every concept that we think about and bring into our lives has to make sense on a practical level. So I look at it this way. You go about your day and you're an energy being complete in your body. So you have a physical body and you have an energy body. An energy body sticks out a little way from your body, and what it does is it helps you explore the world and it helps you attract good things to your life, and it also helps you kind of screen out things. So it's pulling in and screening out. But as you walk about the day, say 10 different people walk into a room, like your sweat lodge example. Each of those people is bringing their body and their energy body and all their ups and downs of the day. But your energy body isn't static. It is constantly adapting, which means that little bits of it spin off and stick in that space. And so everyone who walks through that space can get little bits and pieces of everybody else's energy. But what a lot of people are forgetting is, and maybe I would equate that with the sweat lodge theme, is that they're forgetting that the space itself has energy. So what they're saying is if you step outside the sweat lodge, then you're picking up energy from outside the sweat lodge and bringing it back in. that's a normal course of daily life. So I would encourage people to experience that coming in and back again. And smudging isn't necessarily going to clear that out. Where people need to start thinking about energy in terms of their business, for example, is keeping themselves clear and keeping themselves from what I call getting stuck. So if you're going into a place, let's say a business, a retail business or an office environment, all of the energies of everybody in that space, all those energies are mingling together and they can affect you primarily based on how your intuition works. So if you're a person who sees things or hears things or just knows things or feels things, that's how your energy works. So a lot of people will go in and they feel the energy of a place. So perhaps your girlfriend or the people in the sweat lodge can feel energy that's stuck, or they can feel the swirling of energy. That's just how they are. People call them empaths, and they say they're super sensitive. And what I say is that's how your energy works. You need to learn how to balance that. But what you do on an overall sense is you find out what gets stuck. And what I find the most in my practice, in both individuals and businesses, is that what gets us love is, or what gets us stuck is our lack of self-love. And that people say, well, how does self-love apply to a business? It applies to your sense of confidence, your sense of how you relate to other people, how you just move throughout the day, and your awareness that something may not necessarily be you. So you're walking around and you're suddenly very uptight about something, or you walk into a business where there's a lot of conflict among the employees, you're realizing that what you're sensing is their conflict as well as what's going on in the building, and that can affect you. So your goal throughout your day at home and at work is to keep your own personal energy system flowing as smoothly as you can. And you can do that in a variety of ways by mindset, for example, including smudging, or people wear crystals, or they hire people like me to come in on a regular basis and keep the space clear. But it's also a matter of them, you know, just good interpersonal skills works to keep energy flowing. It sounds mystical and woo-woo-y, but the practical thing is this is a description of how it operates, and learning how it really operates helps you keep the energy flowing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And I guess, I mean, one of the things that came to my mind when you were saying about this in terms of, you know, a person feeling it, let's say if they're coming into an office where there's a lot of negativity or a lot of infighting or what have you, this is just me asking, you know, based on your work with people, but is there anything to sort of read into, you know, you mentioned empaths and people that maybe feel that they feel it more than somebody else. Is there anything to read into or we can take from somebody that doesn't notice it at all? You know, I'm just thinking there's some people that obviously probably walk in and they are oblivious to it. They don't know there's people that've been fighting or nothing or don't feel any energy at all. They just kind of walk in and continue on about their day. Is there anything, like I say, to read into that at all, or is that just the way their genetic makeup is? Or because I know people that you know, told me that they, you know, they couldn't even tell there was any kind of negative energy in the room at all. So I'm just wondering, kind of the opposite, I guess, of empath, if you will.
Exactly, and it goes back to how your intuition works. So people will go into a room and they'll feel that something's off. That's because their intuition works primarily towards feelings. So they're the ones that walk around and notice the feelings. Other people are clear knowing or clear cognizant people. They just know what's going on. And when I work with people, what I first do is try to help them pinpoint how their intuition works. So if you're walking around and you see colors or like what people call auras, or you see, even some people even see dead people, for example, or you notice something in your visual field, that's what we call clairvoyance. Other people like me talk with things. So everything from your business, I actually have a conversation with the home or the business before I go in to clear it. the world that I live in, everything is alive and responding to it. So I'll have a conversation with it, and other people will pick up on that. And the feelings is a hard thing because people who sense other people's feelings have a hard time creating what I call energy boundaries. And the other people that you're talking about, people that don't notice it, they're walking around, but they're responding because your intuition is first and foremost practical. It's there to save your life. And all of the stuff that people talk about, oh, I'm going to, you know, talk to my spirit guides or whatever. Your first and most important thing is for you to have a healthy body. So your first and most important thing your intuition doing is keeping you safe. So someone walking into that building is immediately going to do an evaluation on whether they feel safe or not, and then to go about and do their business. And they're working from this clairknowing aspect, and they may not recognize it, and that's fine. But it's too bad, too, because when I talk to people, it's your intuition is something you're born with. It's like all of your other senses. And learning to use it helps you learn to take advantage of another piece of information that's floating around in your environment. So your intuition is always at work. So that person walking in is immediately going, I'm safe here, I can work here, or I have to dig a little bit deeper here to work with these people. And they're operating from a real knowing place. And that's fine. That's how they are. There also tend to be people that are a little bit stronger in that sense. So they end up pulling energy from the people who are more feelings-oriented. So there are all kinds of things that come into play in that conversation.
Well, that's all, folks. That's another great show with a few great concepts and ideas that might be just what you need to get your ball rolling. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'd like to thank a few people for helping make this show possible. IB Trade Show, go to ibtradeshow.com. Engaged Leadership, go to in-gaged.ca. PermaDry, guaranteed solutions for leaky basements, go to permadry.com. Sites and Bytes, your site for great service, sitesandbytes.ca. Oxford Learning, never stop learning, go to oxfordlearning.com. Smile Dog, your receptionist, go to smiledog.ca. Thanks again for tuning in. On behalf of Corey Poirier, I am Mark O'Kelly, and this has been Conversations with Passion.